So let's review. The Gemara earlier discussed at length the Machlekes Simchas V'Rabbanan regarding Tzroiris Kiruchayu. If an animal kicks up stones in its natural course of walking, and the stones cause damage, Simchas holds Tzroiris Meshalim Nezik Shalom. He pays full damages, because this is considered regal, because Koyche Kigufei Dami. While the Rabbanan maintains Tzroiris Chatzi Nezik, he pays only half damages, because there is a Haloch L'Mesh Mesinai that one pays only Chatzi Nezik for Tzroiris. The Gemara continues to delve into these halachas. Rav Ashi first inquires according to the Rabbanan, who hold regarding tzroiris ki urchayu chatzi nezik, what would the halacha be in the case of unusual tzroiris? And as Rashi explains, ba'ata v'hitizit tzroiris, the animal kicked deliberately and the stones flew and caused damage, which is a case of keren. Perhaps yeshinu lit tzroiris l'revia nezik, he's liable only for a quarter of the damages, just as every keren tam pays only half of the usual payment. Or ein shinu lit tzroiris l'revia nezik, he's liable for half the damages because a short time is never exempted to pay less than half the damage. Takeaway, the Gemara leaves this question unresolved. The Gemara proceeds to cite the following clause of the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek on Daf Yud Zayin and explains how it can be understood according to each opinion, that of Simchas or the Rabbanan, and shows how it relates to this question. The Mishnah states, Haitzim miva etes, the animal kicked something and broke it. Or if it kicked stones into utensils and broke them, the owner is liable for half damages. The first case, Miva'etis, is understood simply because it is Keren Tam. The second case can be understood various ways. To reconcile the Mishnah with Sumchus, we must explain it, Tzrayres Machmas Biut. The stones flew from a deliberate kick, and therefore he pays only Chatzinezik because it's Keren Tam. But we cannot explain that Tzroiris Kiruchayu, because according to Sumchis, it would be Nezik Shalom. However, according to the Rabbanan, we can explain that Tzroiris Kiruchayu, because they hold Tzroiris Chatzi Nezik. Or we can also explain that Tzroiris Machmas Biut, according to the Rabbanan, if we hold Ein Shinu L'Tzroiris L'Revia Nezik. But if we hold Yesh Shinu L'Tzroiris L'Revia Nezik, he would pay only a quarter. Rav Ashi now inquires, according to Sumchis, who holds regarding Tzroiris Kiruchayu, Nezik Shalom, when it's kaychai, the first kaych. However, what is the halach in the case of kayach kaychai, when it's the second kaych, a secondary force generated by one's animal, such as kicking a stone onto another stone, which then breaks a utensil? Perhaps he pays chatzi nezik, because gamar halacha, umukilah b'kayach kaychai. Simchas also agrees that there exists a halach l'mesh mesinai regarding tzereris, but understands it to be referring to a secondary force. Or he pays nezik shalom, because le gamar halacha klal. Simchas disagrees and holds that there is no halacha l'mesh mesinai regarding tzroiris at all. Takeaway, the Gemara leaves this question unresolved as well. The Gemara cites the next clause of the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek on Daf Yud Zayin and explains how it can be understood according to each opinion and how it relates to this question. The Mishnah states, "Dirasa ala kli v'shibartai v'nafal al kli v'shavari." The animal stepped on the utensil and broke it, and the shard flew out and broke another utensil. The owner is fully liable for the damage to the first utensil, because it's a clear case of regal, but is only liable for half damages of the second utensil. Why? According to the Rabbanon, simply because it is tzroiris. However, we can reconcile the Mishnah with Sumchas, but only if we say that Sumchas agrees that the halacha l'mesh mesinai of tzroiris applies to kayach kaychai. The Gemara continues with a series of inquiries on halachas regarding tzroiris. If the animal is walking in an area where it would be inevitably dislodging stones, however, uvat v'tiza v'hezika, it then deliberately kicked stones and caused damage. Perhaps, kiven de'i efshala orchehu, it's considered usual, since it was unavoidable, and so he pays chatzi nezik tzroiris. Or, hashtemiya machmas biyat kemenatzit tzroiris, it caused the damage deliberately, and so it is considered keren, and is therefore subject to Rav Ashi's inquiry whether he pays Revia Nezik. The Gemara replies, Tekui. An additional halacha, Haysam halachas b'shus harabim, v'tiza v'ezika b'tura. One is not liable for tzroiris in a public area because telad the regalhu, it is a form of regal in this regard. Furthermore, v'tiza b'shus harabim v'ezika b'shus hayachid. If the animal kicked the stone while walking in the Rishus harabim, but the stone damaged a utensil situated in the Rishus hayachid. At first, Reb Zera ruled, Akira Inkan, Hanocha Yeshkan, since it originated in an area where he's exempt, he's not liable for the damage. However, the Gemara refutes this from the following braisa. One is liable for tzareis both in the public and the private area. This cannot refer to hetiza b'rishus haram v'zika b'rishus haram, if the animal kicked and damaged in the b'rishus haram, because we have established that tzareis is a form of regal and is exempt in the b'rishus haram. Rather, this must refer to hetiza b'rishus haram v'zika b'rishus hayachid, a stone kicked from the b'rishus haram to a b'rishus hayachid, contradicting Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira responds, Hajibi, I have indeed retracted my earlier statement and agree that he is liable if the damage occurred in the b'rishus hayachid. The Gemara now inquires regarding several activities which may be classified as Karen. Kishkisha biznava, kishkish yisei mahu. If the animal damages by swishing its tail in an excessive manner, is this usual and regal, which is pata b'rishus haram, or unusual and Karen, which is chayav b'rishus haram? Furthermore, kishkisha ba'amasa mahu. If a male animal swished its aver, perhaps it is Karen, because Karen love yitzur katakifle, hachanami leishna. It's incited by its desires. Or it's regal, because keren kavanos lahazik ho ein kavanos lahazik. It did not damage deliberately. The Gemara replies, teikui. The Gemara now returns to the final case of the Mishnah. Ho yidlil kasha baraglav. If something was tied to a chicken's leg, and as the Gemara explains, b'da'adya aduye, the animal was jumping about until this thing broke loose and damaged a utensil. Misham chatzinezik, the owner of the chicken is liable for half damages because it's sreiris. However, the little hefker, if the lil was ownerless and someone tripped over it, it depends. Nikshur me elav pater. If it became attached to the chicken on its own, the chicken's owner is not liable because the pasuk says, ki yiftach ishbar v'loy shaybar. One is not liable for a public hazard created by his animal. However, kashari adam chayiv. If someone deliberately attached it to the animal, that person is liable because the utensil is considered bayri hamizgalgal baragli adam baragli behema. A bar that was brought elsewhere by an animal for which the owner of the bar is liable. The review of the following mission is included in the next daf.